The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Limits, this has been one incredible Hulk of a day, has it not?
Great show.
We were arguing about the Pirates. You put me on the spot when I said I don't think the Steelers are a top five defense. You said name the top five then.
And then asked me to name the top 10 NHL players of all time, and I named like seven and then said Evgeny Malkin.
And then we got into a big argument about dome stadiums, although you and I were on the same side with a couple of our callers, but a lot of people, this came up during our trip around the NFL where Cleveland is pushing, I think they've got it right, that stadium secured in the suburbs.
There's still a lot of fight from Cleveland to keep it in the city.
And you mentioned we're getting close to the expiration of the lease at Acrisure, right?
That's right, 2030. Same thing with PNC Park.
So the talk of such things is going to come, you know, a couple of years, people are going to start to talk. You know, and the Steelers are going to have to show their hand. Do they want a new stadium or upgrade this one or what? And then it got to dome stadiums. So also something has happened here. Jerry Dulac has taken a shot at me in his weekly chat. How about this?
Oh, boy.
This is exciting news. On a question from a man named Artie Bridge. Jerry's trying to get me to take a bridge with his answer to this one.
You sure wasn't Artie Burns disguising himself?
Might have. Before we get to Jerry ripping me, let's get to back to the dome, because we had two great, I mean, we heard from a lot of people, and I understand, especially people who are getting up there a little bit in age, who have been loyal Steeler fans, who want to be comfortable. They want to be indoors. I get it. And they pay their good money and they have a right to their opinion. I don't share that opinion. And neither do some other people who actually buy tickets. I don't. But we had a caller. What was this person's name?
This was Eric.
This was unbelievable.
Here's caller Eric.
Next.
Here's Eric in Washington.
Joe, you tell Ann I'll take her season tickets. I don't want a dome. No dome. I'm with you. You know why? The having no dome makes those Steeler games signature. Signature.
Right.
With snow,
yes,
and toughness and grit, and it's intimidating to all those other blankety blank teams from the South who,
yes,
can't take the rain and the snow. Oh my, what will we do? Tell Ann I'll take her tickets. I'm an old timer too. I want the snow. I want the elements. There's something special about doing that on Christmas Day, or doing it on when they have the games on Christmas Day, or even when it's like 3 inches of snow on the ground or 5 inches. It's what makes a Steeler game special, Joe.
Oh, man, was that great. Wasn't it, Limits?
That was awesome.
Do you have Cabali's passionate defense of domes?
Yes.
Let's hear that.
Who in the world would say they want to move to a dome stadium as a fan in Pittsburgh?
Apparently a lot of people. We just had a bunch of calls. I'm with you. I hate it, but some people like it. Apparently a lot of people.
Turn in your terrible towel if you're on that side of the fence.
Wow.
Turn in your towels.
How about that?
But nothing, and I mean nothing, took the cake than when caller Ann said,
"You idiot."
To Joe. Joe, how do you respond to this?
You idiot.
I thought that caller, somebody was putting me on.
No,
as caller
real person.
Ann. What was the conversation before that, though? That's What happened?
Do you remember? Well, you were claiming that caller Ann was a fake person. A texter thought it was maybe Johnny the Barber trying to prank us.
Yes.
Because Ann said that she wants a dome because she's old and she wants somebody to buy her tickets.
Right. Because which I respected that she wanted a dome. Yes. I didn't really want to sell her tickets on the air. I don't think that's legal, first of all. But yeah, and then it wound up with that comment from her to me.
Yes, caller Ann.
You idiot.
That is great. Well, I guess I am an idiot because now Jerry Dulac has piled on. Let me tell you, there was his weekly chat, which is must read at postgazette.com. Artie Bridge says this: Jerry, your colleague Joe Starkey is able to use humor and sarcasm in a way that laughs with his readers, in all caps, not at them. Could you learn from him?
This isn't going to be good.
Now you can hear Jerry boiling at his keyboard. Let me know when he's at the comedy club and I'll go study his approach.
Wow! Jerry!
That's a shot.
That is a shot. That's a bigger shot than Deontay Johnson for Mike Tomlin, though. How about that?
That hurts. I've been wounded here.
The comedy club. It's like, Joe, when you were up on stage at PetFest singing for everyone.
Wow. I didn't expect that. I guess Artie Bridge, he may have set off Jerry with that, I think.
Did Dr. Kornfeder ask a question this week? Or Harry Callis impersonating Harry Callis?
Lennox Muller did.
Oh, Lennox Muller.
Isn't that Mulsey's son's
name?
That's
his son, Lennox. Yeah.
Lennox Muller. Jerry, do you think Tomlin purposely threw some shade at Deontay? Or do you think it was taken out of context? He says probably. Jerry does. I don't know probably to what, but I think probably to that he threw him some shade. Andrew Pony gets in. Jerry, why do you think the Steelers have had a lot of success versus Lamar? They've played him very well when they faced him.
Very specific there, Jerry.
He Hate Me has a question.
He Hate Me.
Here.
Remember that? The name on the back of what was that? The USFL jersey or the XFL jersey years ago?
Jerry says there's nothing wrong with Minka and that he's not overrated. Andrew Pony has four questions in today. Nine straight threes asks a question today.
Wow.
Jerry, any takeaways from the bevy of recent moves by Steelers relating to the practice squad? He says none. City Limits is in
what?
Here. Yes.
I asked a question this week in the Jerry Dulac mailbag.
This is unbelievable. Hold on, I'll read.
What? So, Joe, what did I ask?
Someone has taken over.
We know exactly who it is.
Who is it?
Oh, we know exactly
who it is. Is it Pony or Donnie?
It was not Donnie.
Oh, it's Pony infiltrating
here?
That's
probably my guess.
As Lennox Muller and also as City Limits. First of all, 50-minute mark on the fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. What's Cookin' brought to you by your local GEICO rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. City Limits. Jerry, which is more likely, Steelers win division or Steelers stumble and have to win last game versus Cincy to get in? He says maybe something in between. He's a little light on the answers, I have to say, today, Limits.
It's not good enough to my question.
City Limits. Mike Tomlin had saved a Justin Fields package for the AFC North game. Sound right? Jerry says maybe we'll see. We're not getting a lot from Jerry this week, are we?
Jerry seems pretty upset. This is like bye week, Jerry.
Is he on to that something is happening here?
Did he give better answers to other questions that were not
longer
Andrew,
ones? Yeah.
Andrew Pony or.
Is Oliver Putnam a real person? I guess. He weighed in. Trying to think if, and He Hate Me comes back with another one. Jimbo, no, oh boy. Oh boy. Friar Tuck asks. Friar Tuck asks, I think Najee's way too slow hitting and finding the hole. We need a faster and more elusive option next year. Jerry said that's why Warren looks more effective at times. All right. Very interesting. I'll say that. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. It's here. The Chevy Red Tag event now through December 2nd, 0% APR for well-qualified buyers. Full terms at sunchevy.com. High 58 with cloudy skies. I can't take this anymore, Limits. The drops are just too good. I mean, we have 25 seconds. Can I have Bob singing Rick Springfield if you have it? No. Oh. And lastly, Pony calling Bob as George in Washington would really make my... Do you think Bob caught on then?
I think Bob has caught on now.
Thank you, Limits. I'll see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.